The Radio Friends with Paul Pepper podcast is supported on KBIA by Moberly Regional Medical Center. From the flu to more serious health issues, the ER team at Moberly Regional has the knowledge and care to handle all types of injuries and illnesses. When you have an emergency, don't delay. Trust the ER team at Moberly Regional Medical Center at 1515 Union Avenue and at MoberlyHospital.com.
Good morning and welcome to Radio Friends, Thursday, November the 15th. We've got one guest today, and that is Rachel Ellersick from the food bank, Central Missouri Northeast.
That's right. The food bank for Central and Northeast Missouri. It's a mouthful.
Got it. It is a mouthful. Good to have you here, Rachel.
Thanks for having me.
You do an awful lot. Your organization does an awful lot for this area. And you're being called upon more and more and more these days, aren't you?
Yeah, that's true.
This year has been a pretty busy year.
It's been a busy year. Need has risen. Cost of food has risen. Fuel prices have risen. But our donors are still right there with us, and especially this time of year.
Yeah.
Hearts are big and warm and ready to give back. And we have lots of ways for them to do that.
Okay. She came in today. She said, I've got a lot to talk about.
That's
so
right.
Go ahead. Start telling me everything.
The first thing I want to mention is that from November 1st until December 31st, we have launched a Food for the Holidays campaign.
Okay.
And our goal, it's pretty lofty, is to collect enough food and funds for 15 million meals.
Okay.
So from now through...
December 31st.
That's right.
You want to collect enough funds for 15 million meals.
That's right.
15 million meals.
That's right.
So how much money is that?
Oh, I can't do quick math, Paul, but I can tell you for sure that we can provide, and it depends on how much food, the combination of food and funds that come in.
Okay.
But with every $1, we can provide 11 meals or 15 pounds of food. But we're thinking in terms of meals. So if you give a $10 donation, then that's 110 meals that we can provide to our service area.
Now, that's pretty good.
It's,
I mean, you can't go to the grocery store yourself and buy 11 meals for $10.
Right. If you can do that, then tell me where to go, because we want to go.
Okay.
But yeah, the food bank is so proud of the fact that we are efficient with a donor's dollar, and we can do a lot to help people in need throughout our whole service area.
So somebody that gives $20, you're going to provide 22 meals.
210 meals. So for every $1, it's 11.
You're going to provide 220
meals.
For $20, you're going to provide 220 meals.
That's right. So tell me a better deal than that.
And we're
really encouraging people this year to consider giving a gift. We all have friends that you can't think of anything else to give them. They have everything they could possibly need.
So give a gift in their name.
Exactly.
To the food bank.
And you can tell them that you gave 220 meals
in someone else's name.
Yeah, it's pretty remarkable. And we also, some of the other things I wanted to tell you about, we've got a virtual food drive, which is a pretty cool thing this year. You have a little avatar and you go through a shopping experience online. So if your company or organization wants to do a food drive, but you just don't have the space to store the food or the organization to get it up and running, you can do it all online. So people can have the same fun and camaraderie of a competitive food drive, but from the comfort of their own computer.
So how does this work?
It works, but you simply go on to our website. You can sign up to have your own branded virtual food drive with your logo and your name and your goal. Say your goal was to raise $1,000, so you'll have a thermometer bar that shows you how well your company is doing.
Mm-hmm.
And it just works. It turns into a financial donation at the end, but it's still the fun part of going through and picking out items that you want to put in your cart. And you shop, and there's even an overhead speaker making announcements in the grocery store. So it's a really kind of fun way that you can be involved, but then it still turns into a financial donation that will help us towards that 15 million meal goal.
You know, that is who set that goal? That's a pretty lofty goal.
That,
15 million meals.
Well, in our service area, last year that came out, there's about more than 20 million meals missing from tables in our service area every year.
Just in the Central Missouri area?
Mm-hmm. That's right. Yeah. We've got, I just looked this up earlier, we have 22 counties that are above the national average for food insecurity. So people think food insecurity is a problem in big cities or in other states. No, it's right here. right here in our service area, 22 of the counties that we serve are above the national average.
And when you say food insecurity, what does that mean?
That means they don't always know where their next meal is going to come from. So one day they might be able to put a meal on the table for their kids, but they're questioning, scratching their head, not knowing if they're going to be able to do it the next day. So that's a lot. That's a lot of people out there who may or may not know where their next meal is coming from. So we're asking for everyone's help to help us get 15 million more meals out there.
Yeah. You know, as you're saying this, my mind is drifting off because I think about those of us who are fortunate to realize that we can put a meal on the table.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to be able to eat today, we're going to eat tomorrow and next week, and we plan these big dinners for the holidays to have friends and relatives get together. We tend to forget how blessed we are in our lives, but there are people who are not as fortunate mm-hmm. as we are. And by making a small donation,
right.
$1
can make a huge difference.
11 meals, $1.
Yeah.
So you make a $20 donation and you're providing 22 meals for somebody. And what a wonderful Christmas gift that would be
mm-hmm.
if you tell everybody on your list that you know they've got everything they need and you're scratching your head, what can I give so-and-so for Christmas?
Right.
Give them all a little certificate saying, I made a donation of $20 or $50 in your name, and that's going to provide...
however many people. Yeah. I think that would, it warms the giver's heart, the recipient's heart, and it puts a smile on someone's face.
It makes perfect sense.
Yeah.
It makes perfect sense. And it's such a wonderful way to give back to the community and give something to someone who has everything.
Exactly.
And they get a gift and it just ends up in the closet somewhere.
Right.
Okay.
Yeah.
But this way it'll be going to the tummy and to the heart.
Right, exactly.
If people want more information on this or how they can help out with the food bank, the best way to do it is online.
Mm-hmm. Our website, www.sharefoodbringhope.org.
Okay.
And we have...
you did that pretty fast. So, do it again. Slower.
www.sharefoodbringhope.org.
They can't just go to the food bank? Central Missouri Food Bank.
Remember, our name isn't Central Missouri Food Bank anymore.
Okay, or you can Google it. If you're
right.
driving and you couldn't write it all down and you're like me, you can't remember, Google it.
There you go.
Right.
Or Facebook.
Yeah. Phone number for more information?
It's 474-1020.
Okay. Rachel, thank you so much for coming by, and I wish you continued success
with
what you're doing with the food bank. Tomorrow we're going to Voluntary Action Center, and we'll tell you about a special prison program. Our program directed by Travis McMillan, Reynolds Journalism Institute. Audio is Trevor Harris, KBIA. Our floor director is Charles Minshew, and our assistant producer, guest coordinator, Uncle James Mauser. We'll see you tomorrow. Thanks for listening. Bye-bye.